欢迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Mike。 杨林，来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
今天我们要一起来聊聊如何把生意外包到国外，看看怎么表达给一个地方注入新鲜血液，还要告诉你如何表达名誉扫地。
A lot of companies are outsourcing part of their operations to other countries these days.
I know. The other day, I called my phone company, and the operator had a slight accent. We chatted a bit, and she told me she's working in Nairobi. I would have never guessed that a woman in Africa would be answering my questions about my phone in America.
Yep, the world just keeps getting smaller and smaller. Well, we will talk more about globalization later in the show.For now, let's go ahead with our first segment.
Learn a word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
middle-aged. Middle-aged is spelled M-I-D-D-L-E, middle, and aged, A-G-E-D, aged. Middle-aged.
Middle-aged, 中年的。美国政府的最新报告显示
The suicide rates for middle-aged Americans climbed to a startling 28% in just a decade.
过去十年里，美国中年人的自杀率惊人地上涨了28%。英国的一项研究发现
The biggest new adopters of social media in the UK are not teens, but their middle-aged parents.
在英国，新近开始使用社交媒体的最大人群不是十几岁的青少年，而是他们的中年父母。好的。今天我们学习的词是
middle-aged, middle-aged, middle-aged.
父母为了了解孩子的生活，开始学习使用社交媒体，这真没错。我妈妈现在打字打得特别快，就是为了跟我在 GChat 上聊天。
Yeah, most parents will do anything to keep up with their kids. But I personally would think twice before adding my parents on Facebook.Yeah.
I can see why you might want to censor the information that they get.
Hey!
I'm so grateful that my parents are respectful to me. They never invade my privacy.
We're both lucky that we have great parents. My cousin isn't that lucky, though. His dad always tried to sneak a peek into his journal when he was a teenager. He pretty much stopped trusting his dad once he found out.
I'm sure his dad was only trying to better understand his son, but a journal is a very private thing. Once you lose someone's trust, your name is mud with them.
Well said, Yonglin. You also mentioned a very interesting idiom. Your name is mud. Let's check out today's words and idioms.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语，我是魏然。
Well, sure, Doug Johnson.
一定是我老公打电话来赔礼道歉，不接。今天是我们结婚十周年纪念日，我早上起来试探他，问他今天有什么安排，他居然像没事人一样，好像根本就忘了结婚纪念日这回事儿，简直是气死我了。我决定啊今天就来教一个形容他这种处境的习惯用语，叫做
One's name is mud. Mud is spelled M-U-D. One's name is mud.
在中文里面 ,name 是名字 ,mud 是泥巴。说一个人 ,his name is mud, 可不是说他的名字叫泥巴，而是说此人失去了信誉，名声扫地。下面例子里的一位模范市民最近也遇到了麻烦，让我们听一听。
I really admired the charity work of my neighbor. For years, she had raised lots of money to help provide food and shelter for homeless people in the community. But now, a criminal investigation has found her guilty of stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from donors. These days, her name is Mud.She should go to jail.
我的邻居热衷慈善事业，一直让我十分钦佩。多年来，他筹集资金，为社区里无家可归的人提供食物和住所。但如今一起刑事案件的调查结果发现，他把募捐来的数万美元都据为了己有。现在他算是名声扫地了，他真应该进监狱。
这就叫知人知面不知心。就在不久前，我还在报纸上读到 一家著名的能源公司欺诈自己的顾客。好的，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
I really admired the charity work of my neighbor. For years, she had raised lots of money to help provide food and shelter for homeless people in the community. But now, a criminal investigation has found her guilty of stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from donors. These days, her name is Mud. She should go to jail.
最近有一个牧师挪用了教会数百万美元的资产，过着花天酒地的生活。很显然 ，His name is Mud。在下面这个例子里，一位父亲显然十分重视自己在孩子们心中的形象。让我们一起听听他是怎么说的。
The kids have been asking again when we are going to Disneyland. I realize I did promise them last summer that I'd take them.I'd better start making plans. If they don't get to go, my name will be Mud. I just can't disappoint them.
孩子们最近又问我什么时候带他们到迪士尼去。我这才想起去年夏天曾经答应过他们，我最好马上开始计划。如果不带他们去的话，我就会完全损失信誉。我可不能让孩子失望。
One's name is Mud. 这个习惯用语的出处有好几种说法。有人说，确实曾经有个医生姓 Mud, M-U-D-D。此人因为帮助刺杀林肯总统的凶手正骨，被判同谋罪，因此名声扫地。好的，我们再来听一下上面那个例句。
The kids have been asking again when we're going to Disneyland. I realize I did promise them last summer that I'd take them. I'd better start making plans.If they don't get to go, my name will be Mud. I just can't disappoint them.
哦哦，这是怎么回事啊？刚刚有人把一束鲜花送进了演播室，上面还有一个卡片，卡片上写着：亲爱的，我要在结婚十周年这个特殊的日子给你一个惊喜。做完节目马上下楼，我们直奔机场，带你去一个浪漫的地方。我怎么好像是搬起了石头砸自己的脚？刚才我说我先生的坏话都不算数。It looks like my name is Mud. 好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲。谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time.
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
Yeah, everything is about reputation. You never want to do anything to damage it.
Exactly. Especially now with the internet. Anyone can write a review or a comment for the whole world to see. Once your name is Mud, it's definitely going to hurt your business.
True, true. In today's business etiquette, 公司总裁 Dave 叫和公司成员来挑选哪家公司值得业务外包。Let's listen.
礼节美语
公司执行总裁 Dave 召集董事会成员 Helen 和 Pete 开会，讨论业务外包和公司重组。
I've called this meeting to discuss a very important decision we need to make. In the interest of cost saving, it's been suggested that we outsource some of our operations.
I have a lot of concerns about this idea. What exactly are we talking about here?
Well, in my view, there are benefits to outsourcing for both our company and for our customers.In our case, the cost savings are impressive, and from the customer's perspective, outsourcing means we can expand services at no additional cost to them.
执行总裁 Dave 说，开会是要讨论为节省开支将部分业务外包的问题。
To outsource some of our operations.
Helen 表示有顾虑。Dave 解释说，外包对公司和客户都有利，既可以为公司省钱，也可以增加客户服务。
At no additional cost.
而不必增加任何成本。
Can you give us an example of exactly which divisions you'd outsource?
I'd say accounting is a good place to start. It would mean that we would axe around 100 jobs, but we'd be able to save up to $250,000 a year.
Where were you thinking of moving the accounting department to?
We have a great offer from an Indian company. They handle a lot of big clients and have a solid reputation.
Pete 希望了解外包的业务范围。Dave 表示可以从财务开始。
Accounting is a good place to start.
这就意味着 to X 裁员100人，但是每年可以节省$250,000。他们看中了一家印度公司。
They handle a lot of big clients and have a solid reputation.
很多大公司都找他们，信誉很不错。
Should we consider outsourcing customer relations? Many corporations are using Indian call centers, right?
Yes, that has become a trend, but in our case, I'd recommend we do not switch to a call service overseas because many companies have experienced difficulties with accents and culture. It's created a backlash that I'd like to avoid.
But we could move our email customer service center overseas.
Yes, absolutely. We can also consider moving the development and management of our website to a firm in China.They have a great track record, and their prices are very competitive.
Pete 指出，很多公司都把客户服务
customer relations
外包给印度呼叫中心。Dave 承认
that has become a trend.
这已经成了一种潮流，但是因为口音和文化的关系，出现了
backlash
负面的反弹，所以不准备把客户服务外包到海外。Helen 建议把电子邮件服务外包出去。Dave 同意，他表示考虑把网站的开发和管理外包给一家中国公司。
They have a great track record and their prices are very competitive.
因为他们的业绩一贯不错，价格也很有竞争力。
公司总裁 Dave 表示，希望 outsource some of the operations.外包一些业务以减轻公司的负担。他们希望呢从财务开始 ,axe about 100 jobs, 裁员100人把业务外包到海外。这需要看海外公司是否有 a solid reputation, 好的信誉 ,competitive prices, 价钱呢也要便宜。
Yeah, outsourcing is very common these days.
没错，但是把业务外包就意味着公司裁员，这会不会导致员工的不满嘞？
Let's keep listening.
礼节美语。
公司执行总裁 Dave 召集董事会成员 Helen 和 Pete 开会，讨论业务外包和公司重组。
I guess one of the biggest questions here is how the general public might perceive these moves. Will we face a backlash for cutting some local jobs and moving some operations abroad?
Yes.It's entirely possible that we will get some negative press over this decision. We will need to do some damage control and try to explain as best as possible the reasoning behind our decision.
I'll have a chat with our public relations people and brief them on how to respond to media inquiries.
Helen 担心公司业务外包裁减员工会引起社会反响。
Face a backlash.
Pete 也表示媒体很可能会有负面报道。
Negative press.
因此要尽量控制不良的影响。
Do some damage control.
执行总裁 Dave 表示会和公关部门讨论，告诉他们如何回答媒体的问讯。
The logic is pretty simple. Either we make some needed cuts, or the company risks going under and even more jobs will be lost.
We also want to be responsible players here.Let's offer job counseling, and let's be reasonably generous with severance packages.
The companies that we plan on contracting to work for us have all been vetted by an independent auditor, right?
Yes, and they all passed with flying colors.
Pete 表示公司重组理由很简单，不裁员，公司就可能破产。
The company risks going under.
Dave 建议为遣散员工提供就业咨询。
Job counseling.
遣散费也多给一点。
Be generous with severance packages.
Severance packages 是遣散员工时给的补贴。Helen 问，外包公司是否都已经通过了独立审计单位的审查
？Vet, V-E-T, vet
是审查的意思。Dave 表示，审查结果非常好。
To pass with flying colors
意思是成功的通过了考察。
The law says subcontracted firms must follow some basic guidelines, such as no child labor, equal pay for men and women, etc. If they're not up to snuff, they have a certain number of days to rectify the situation. Otherwise, we'll have to find another firm.
So, it's decided then. All in favor of outsourcing accounting and web maintenance, please raise your hand.
Looks like it's a unanimous decision.
Thank you all for understanding. I'll write up a memo explaining this decision to everyone and send it out in a couple days.
Good idea.
All right then, this meeting is adjourned.
Dave 表示，法律规定，如果分包公司达不到基本要求
，If they're not up to snuff，
必须在特定时间内改正。
To rectify the situation， up to snuff， S-N-U-F-F， snuff，
意思是合格的，符合标准的。最后三个人举手表决，同意将财会和网站管理业务外包。
It's a unanimous decision。
决定一致通过 ，Dave 准备写一份备忘录，几天以后宣布。
公司担心外包业务裁员会 face a backlash， 遭到强烈反对。不仅呢要面对愤怒的员工，而且要面对 negative press， 媒体的负面报道。所以公司要做一些 damage control， 控制不良影响，为员工提供 job counseling， 就业指导，而且 be generous with severance package， 提供相当数额的遣散费。
It's a pretty hotly debated topic right now.With outsourcing, you're going to lose some jobs domestically. Most Americans think that outsourcing was one of the things that led to the 2008 economic crisis. Too many jobs are going out to the international market instead of staying in the United States.
但是美国人工实在太贵了。我记得我去修个车，换个小零件就要150美元呢。
I'm not going to debate that with you. Well, let's take a break from this serious topic and move on to another segment of our class.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
open house. Open house is spelled open, O-P-E-N, and house, H-O-U-S-E, house. Open house.
Open house, 对外开放日。
My gym is having an open house this weekend for non-members to come in and enjoy the facilities.
我参加的健身房本周末对非会员开放，所有人都可以来使用健身房的设施。
More than 40 embassies in D.C. are scheduled to have open houses in mid-May, so the public can have a taste of their culture.
华盛顿特区40多个大使馆5月中旬都安排了开放日，让公众可以前来感受一下他们的文化。好的，今天我们学习的词是
open house, open house, open house.
I love the DC embassy open houses. Every embassy offers samples of its local food and has exhibitions that represents its culture. And it's offer free.
Which store did you like the best?
I would have to say the Turkish embassy. They offer us Turkish kebabs and coffee, had a Turkish dance show, and you could also try on the traditional Turkish clothes. It was a blast. DC always gives me something new. I'm never bored.
Ain't that the truth? In today's last segment, we are going to learn a way to express new things. Let's listen.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语，我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson。
大家千万不要误会，我对传统的事物并不反感，可我同时又很喜欢推陈出新。就拿我们的社区组织来说吧，每年都是同样的人，组织同样的活动，只有老邻居搬走，却没人设法把新邻居吸引进来。这种局面用我们今天要学的习惯用语来形容恰如其分，叫做
New blood. Blood is spelled B-L-O-O-D. New blood.
New blood 这个习惯用语指的是带来生机和活力的新生力量。大家注意听下面这个例子，看看一家公司管理层的人员变化给公司带来了什么样的影响。
When our manager passed away, his daughter took over the company. Many employees were afraid of some of the changes she might make. Yet, it's because of her ideas and energy that we've been able to adjust to today's economy. Frankly, she's exactly the kind of new blood we needed to become profitable again.
老板去世以后，公司由他的女儿接管。很多雇员都对他所做出的一些调整感到担心，但是正因为他提出的一些意见和他所带来的能量，我们才得以采取措施，适应了今天的经济。坦白讲，他恰恰是让公司转亏为盈所需要的新生力量。
很多人都认为阻碍变革最大的障碍来自老一代。英语里面有句话叫 You can't teach an old dog new tricks， 老狗学不会新把戏，意思是说老顽固很难接受新鲜事物。好的，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
When our manager passed away, his daughter took over the company. Many employees were afraid of some of the changes she might make. Yet it's because of her ideas and energy that we've been able to adjust to today's economy. Frankly,She's exactly the kind of new blood we needed to become profitable again.
如今，很多美国人都为这个国家的前途而感到担心。下面这位评论人士认为，美国未来的前途走向在很大程度上要看第44位总统奥巴马的表现。让我们一起听听他是怎么说的。
President Obama came to Washington promising to take the U.S. in a different direction. His enthusiasm for addressing the problems of health care, energy, and the economy represent bold thinking. He may be the new blood that will move our nation forward in these difficult times.
奥巴马总统来到华盛顿，保证要带领美国改变方向。他对解决医疗保健、能源和经济问题的热情代表着大胆的构想，他可能将成为带领我们在困境中前进的新生力量。
这位评论人士的话是否会兑现，只有时间能够做出回答。好的，我们再来听一下上面那个例句。
President Obama came to Washington promising to take the U.S. in a different directionHis enthusiasm for addressing the problems of health care, energy, and the economy represent bold thinking. He may be the new blood that will move our nation forward in these difficult times.
你也许会问 new blood 这个习惯用语是什么时候出现的呢？我的研究发现呢，这种说法最早出现于1853年。指的是输血时用的新的、新鲜的血液供给。大家可能在阅读当中遇到过 fresh blood 的说法。fresh blood 可以跟 new blood 通用。因此我可以说，我们社区组织需要一些 fresh blood。也可以说，奥巴马总统也许恰恰是面对挑战的美国所需要的 fresh blood。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是魏然，
我是 Doug Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time，
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms。
Yeah, maybe it's about time that we had some new blood in the show instead of, you know, like you.
Oh, I have thought about it more than once, Yonglin. But then I realized that the show would wither and die without my artistic talent.
Okay, all right. 好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议，或者呢想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
One, two, three, 美语三级跳，跳到iPhone上了。现在通过 iTunes Store 或者是 iPhone 上的 App Store 输入 Go English 就可以找到免费的 iPhone 应用程序。记住，关键词是 Go English。12级精彩课程、原创视频、互动论坛都在 iPhone 上等你哦。